From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. On Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama delivered his final address to the U.N. General Assembly, reviewing the progress he made during his presidency. But he said he does believe that progress is threatened by the rise of religious fundamentalism, aggressive nationalism, and crude populism.
Each of us, as leaders, each nation, can choose to reject those who appeal to our worst impulses and embrace those who appeal to our best. For we have shown that we can choose a better history.
That message was echoed by Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari as he touted his country's fight against Boko Haram.
I take this opportunity to reaffirm Nigeria's commitment to human rights norms and international humanitarian law in our efforts to counter terrorism and violent extremism.
Meanwhile, within earshot of the UN is the site where peaceful demonstrations are held during the General Assembly. At this week's UN session, Iranian Americans marked the anniversary of the 1988 mass execution of 30,000 political prisoners. U.S. officials are charging Afghan-born bombing suspect Ahmad Khan Rahami with planting a series of bombs in New York and New Jersey over the past 3 days. This follows the FBI's admission earlier on Tuesday that it looked into Rahami's activities 2 years ago when they carried out an assessment of him, this based on a tip from his father, who told agents at the time that he was concerned about his son's possible involvement with extremists. They found insufficient evidence to launch an investigation. This is VOA.